For starters, we've already paid for the copper and fiber that carries phone service. The cable plants aren't paid for. The easy way to solve most of the capacity problems is simply adding more links, switches, and servers. Caching can be employed to reduce access to frequently accessed pages, like news. Also, caches should be used in all of our sites to simply get faster response when instead of having to go to the network. A fiber carries 2.5 gigabits per second, or enough for 40,000 phone subscribers at 64 kilobits per second. Labs have demonstrated that fiber can carry 1 terabit per second, or 1.6 million simultaneous calls, and 150 fiber bundle carries all the calls in the U.S. So the trunk bandwidth isn't going to be a problem once it begins to be deployed in a significant way. Getting to the home is perhaps the nastiest problem, but there are two reasons good alternatives that use existing wiring, so no digging holes. A number of digital subscriber loop protocols, or DSLs, like ADSL or SDSL or HSDSL or whatever, exist to get up to 25 megabits per second over existing copper pair. Alternatively, cable TV can be used for high-speed access. Unfortunately, it is mostly one-way access. ATM is being installed in the backbone by long-distance telephony companies. Its protocol simultaneously supports voice, video, and bursty data in a controlled and compatible fashion. So it really will constitute the backbone to serve all of the networks.